It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your rhema is better than
mine. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful week. Thank you for this beautiful month. Father, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. We really appreciate you for the grace to see the first 4 months of the year and see the end of them all. And we thank you for the grace to see the new month, the 5th month of the year. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning, should there be any sin or iniquities that will block our ways in this very month, Father, we hereby confess every of them all, every of our sins and iniquities, and we ask for forgiveness. Daddy, please, let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us and let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, praise on our body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, God, we place demand upon grace and capacity to do your will, to please you in all our endeavors. Therefore, Lord, please lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path this day, this week, this month, and the remaining part of this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, all our undertakings we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not in any way contradicting to your will for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again, and happy new month of May to you all. And I pray this very month of May, as God lives and His Spirit lives, the hand of God, the grace of God shall locate you. It doesn't matter how many times you are falling. It doesn't matter how many times, how thick or gross the darkness you are falling into is. But I speak to your life that the grace of God to rise and shine again will be released upon you this very month in the name of Jesus. And you shall definitely rise and shine in Jesus' name. God bless you. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of 1 Peter chapter number 4, as I read from verse number 8 through to verse number 10. 1 Peter 4 verse 8 through to 10. And I'm reading from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible this morning. God bless you as we follow the readings. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Hallelujah. This is episode 4 on the topic hospitality. Hospitality. I've said a few things about hospitality. I told you the first day is one of the, you know, prerequisites to enter into, to have access into the kingdom of God. That is it. Hospitality, you know, is one of prerequisites as well to appoint a Christian leadership, I mean, a Christian into a, you know, leadership service. When you read the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 3, you will see it there. By the time you are reading verse 2, hospitality is one of the prerequisites to, you know, call a Christian into the leadership position. If you are not hospitable person, you are not worthy. No pastor must be without hospitality. No servant of God is, as a matter of fact, no Christian should be without the heart of, you know, without hospitable heart. That is it. So if all Christians should be, so the leaders is a must for them. If you have not, the Bible is telling us, if there is no traces of hospitality in a man or a woman, he or she is not qualified to lead the fold. May God have mercy upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, apart from that as well, I've said few things in this. And then even when you are reading towards the book of James, James even led us to understand that it is very, very essential, you know, for the demonstration of our faith. If we claim that we walk by faith, not by sight, then you want to, you know, show what your faith is, then hospitality is part of them. I remember James was even expressing in some part of his own teaching that when your brother is lacking some, you know, life basics, so some basics, so those things that, you know, are just meant for our daily living, and then they come to you, you have the power to do it, and then you are saying, let us pray. You started to kabosh and kabash, speaking in tongues for a longer hour without, you know, doing anything. The Bible says that your prayer is nothing. This morning, I want to talk on the subtopic, do you know that hospitality is another way of preaching the gospel? Do you know? Hospitality is, you know, the vehicle for evangelism without stress. When you are a hospitable person, that speaks loud and clear than the words of your mouth. I'm telling you, in winning souls, it speaks more louder than whatever grammar you know how to speak. Do you know? Hospitality is capable of revealing the true content of your heart. Yes. If you find it to practice hospitality, then you should know whom you are. If you find it easy, you see, hospitality, when you want to try practice it, you will definitely know. If at all times you just have to do things out of constraint, you just have to do things grudgingly. You see, look at where we read this morning. The verse 9 said, use hospitality one to another without grudging. When you read verse 8, first off, talked about fervent love, fervent charity. Can you see something? Can you see? Fervent charity. Yesterday, I told you, hospitality is also a warfare. I'm telling you, it's a spiritual activity. Okay, I told you, hospitality is a spiritual activity. When you are seen, let's read verse 7. The Bible says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, one, and watchful, two, and be sober, and watch unto prayers. Can you see? Then after you have prayed, you have watched, then what else? As you watch and pray, then you show love fervently, fervent love. I told you, hospitality must be born out of pure love. Hospitality must come from the heart of love, because it is just the act of extending Christ's love. to others, to strangers, to guests. Hallelujah. That is what it really means. You see, hospitality is capable of helping us, you know, to place value on other people than material things. What do you have that you cannot give out? That is what God is trying to teach us. You see, if God places value upon our life, even more than the life of Christ, to give out Christ unto us, to come and die for us, please, what is that thing that you have that you are saying, my money, my food, my car, for me to give my money, for me to give my house, for me to give my food? Hey. No, if God could give Christ, how much less you, ordinary material things? So we should place value upon life. If we lose asset, or what is it called, material things today, and we gain a soul into the kingdom of God, is that not more beneficial? Is that not more profitable? Is that not more honorable than that material things? Definitely. Definitely, it's more honorable. So we should place value. It doesn't matter. You see, when it comes to hospitality, it's actually transcending racial divisions. No. It doesn't talk about your upbringing or about your background. Either you are white or you are green or you are black or you are yellow or you are red. That is inconsequential, totally. Inconsequential, totally. So, do you know hospitality is capable? As it be, it enables you. It brings out the best in you to serve others. Can you see? Because hospitality is just about two words: love and service. Love, loving others, even those who don't know, loving them and serving them. So, hospitality is capable of activating you into the service, into serving others. Serving others. So, do you know that hospitality is a spiritual activity? I've talked about that one. Do you know hospitality deepens relationship? Yes. You see, this one is two-way sided. Hospitality deepens relationship. You can read Genesis 18. Then you will see, way after Abraham, as you know, as be hospitable unto the three strangers, not knowing whom they were, knowing that it was the Lord Himself and the two angels. Yes, because the Bible called them three men. He saw three men. Then he rushed to them. Then after he has, you know, entertained them, and he has, you know, refreshed their spirit, and they were going, the Bible said, the Lord said, this time next year, that is one thing. And another thing, Abraham did not just leave them alone. He still, you know, he escorted them out of his house, and they were going. And the Bible said, when he got to a stage, the Bible said, can I go, want to do something? And I will not reveal it to my friend Abraham. Can you see? From then, the Bible said, the two angels left for Sodom. And the Lord, the third person in the midst, now engaged Abraham. Then that was where Abraham began to plead for Sodom. Two angels went down. Why the third person remained with Abraham? Can you see? So hospitality deepens relationship. It deepens it. Is it the relationship between you and God, and relationship between you and the people you are extending the art of hospitality to? That is the truth. It deepens relationship. Do you know hospitality provides refuge? Yes, it makes your house habitable. It makes your house a refuge place for those who are battered, tortured by this wicked world. I remember in those days, in this side of Africa, that when you accept Christ, you have to be persecuted. Some of us, our house were opened for other brethren to come and live. Yes, when I got born again, some of my, you know, my people that we got born again together at that time were chased out of their own house. Then many of us, both boys and girls, we were living in my room. I'm telling you, we were sleeping in my room as at that time, long ago, almost 3 decades now. We were sleeping in my room both boys and girls. Both those who are older than me and those who I'm older than, we were living in my room because that time, I was like a second in command to the devil. So when my parents saw that, it's like my life started changing. They dare not to persecute me. They dare not to fight me. They gave me, I didn't face any persecution. So I was able to, you know, brought those people in. I pray God help us in the name of Jesus. So hospitality make our place, you know, a refuge for people who are battered by the world. Do you know hospitality is a foster selflessness? That is it. As God commanded it. Hospitality foster selflessness as God commanded it. Especially in the book of Philippians chapter number 2 verse 4 to be specific. He said, you don't think of things of your own. You must think of others. Think about others. Think about others. Somebody, you know, describe joy as this, writing it, you know, horizontally. They said, J stand for Jesus, and O stand for others, and Y stand for you. Jesus first, other next, and you come last. Say, that is the joy. Which I very much, you know, agree to that. Do you know? Hospitality should be treated as duty for every child of God. We must see it as our duty, not just of necessity. It is a must. We must see hospitality as a must, something we must do at all costs. Do you know? Hospitality can be costly, but definitely more beneficial to the host than the cost. That is it. Hospitality can be costly, but more beneficial. Do you know what Abraham did? The Bible said he took one of the fattest calf. He killed that calf. And at the end, can the calf be compared to Isaac given to him? Never. It can be costly, but definitely most beneficial to the host. Do you know every child of God should strive to be the host of hospitality, not, you know, to be the one at the recipient? No. You should be strive to be the one. You should be looking for those who will, invite you to their home at all times without you even, you know, lifting a finger to invite others to your home. It's not good enough. Read your Bible very well. Acts of Apostles, chapter number 20, verse 35. Apostle Paul was there. I have shown you all things. Can you see? I've done much to you. And remember the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he has taught us that it is more better, very, very much better to give than to receive. More beneficial, more profitable to give than receive. So strive to be, you know, a host than being a guest. Strive. Do you know? Hospitality should be a way of life to every one of us. That should be our way of life. Remember the way of life of Tabitha in the Bible, Dorcas. When that woman died, why did it come to... People said this woman was not buried. This woman was not died until they sent for Peter. Why? That woman had been so good, too generous to all of them. The Bible says all the widows, they were showing their, you know, their cloth, everything she has done. So Peter has no two options than to come down from Joppa to Joppa also. He came down to come and prayed for that woman to come back to life. And finally this morning, I can definitely tell you that hospitality is a valuable spiritual asset for community building. Do you want to extend your empire? You want more people around you? Then open your door for hospitality and you'll never regret it. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. Father, give me hospitable heart. Lord, give me the hospitable heart, the heart of love, the heart that loves unconditionally, the heart that can give unconditionally without thinking twice how costly that thing might be. Father, please give me this heart. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through my emails, Johnson Ayo Julius at johnzjulius@gmail.com or johnzjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233-202-749-915 or +233-552-482-187. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.